We're learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and we're beginning three lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. Hoysa pechusa meyud tfachim. If this sukkah was less than 10 tfachim high, and now it's a problem because it has to be at least 10 tfachim high. So what do? You dug out something in the ground to make the schach 10 tfachim high. You dug out the floor in order, now you have 10 tfachim of ear space in your sukkah. So now the problem is how much you have to chisel out, all the way to the wall. You made a sheer sukkah there, but they have to reach the walls. So here, it says, yesh misfas kakak v'lekoysel gimma tfachim psula. If it's more than three tfachim away from the walls, this ditch, then it's pasul. Pachos v'shloish tfachim, less than three tfachim, which is lava, then it's kosher, then it's ksheira. And the question is, maishna hosom, the rinam pachos marba amma, is by doifin akuma, we say, fuamts. So here also say doifin akuma, let like the wall start from the floor and then let it get one year four amas. So maish tohacha the rinam pachos shloish tvachim. Here's less than three tvachim. So Gemara answers no shaychus. Hasam the isil doifin. There you already have a wall. So then all you have to do is just make the wall turn the corner. Pachos ba'ab amas sagya. So less than four amas. Halacha Moshe says the wall could turn the corner. Hacha here less than tvachim. It's not a wall. To make something into a wall already, that needs lavud. But you can't say doifin akuma, so it's not a wall yet. Here it's not a wall, less than tfachim, not a wall yet. To make it into a wall, it only works with something lavud, which makes is mamish like it's right there. That's a lam, that's a lavud, lachem ish v'sinai, that's ki'ilu, it's right here. So then, it can make it 10 tfachim high. But if it's more than 3 tfachim, then it's too far away, it will not work, and it will be a problem of sukkah less than 10 tfachim, it won't help.
That's
it won't help.
The pit.
Yeah.
More than 10 tfachim.
Yeah. Right, then it's fine. Good. Then it's fine.
You made a wall.
Right, right. Then you can be 4 hours away, because then you can have the kumah. Once you have a wall, then it's fine. Hoysa gavoya me'esim amah. If you have a sukkah to higher than 20 amas, ubana ba amud shu gavoya asara tfachim. What you did was here, you didn't make an itztava. You have here a different case. It's higher than 20 amas, but you built a amud that itself is 10 tfachim high. The yesh by hechsher sukkah, and it has hechsher sukkah on top of it. It's 7x7. Sava abaya lemeima, good asik mechitza says. Another look at my shvusina says good asik. It says if you have walls 10 tfachim ready, it goes up further. It goes up even further. So you say good asik mechitza, and the question is, do you say over here good asik mechitza also? One of our almost shukva yasara tfachim yesh by hechsher sukkah. Sava abaya lemeima good asik mechitza. You say good asik, and now if you say good asik, you have within the schach is less than 20 amos away. Amle Rava, no, you can't say good asik in this case. Bina mechitzis hanikaris v'leka. When it comes to sukkah, you need mechitzis nikaris. You need that the mechitza is looks like a mechitza. But here, it's not. It's just imagine the whole mechitza what you're sitting in is imaginary mechitza. Maybe it's called just a yachad gavah Shabbos, but it's not a mechitza. There's no real mechitza on top where you're sitting. There's no mechitza nikaris because it's one cube. Of itzdava that's 10 tefachim high, there's no mechitz in the chorus, and therefore you cannot say good asik will not make you a sukkah, because a sukkah needs real walls. It's not sufficient to have good asik type of walls to make a sukkah. Now I just want to speak out something. You're sitting in this, you have this amud in the sukkah. What happened to the doifin akuma? Why don't you use doifin akuma? Zog Rashi, rochek min hadfan is harbe. It was very far from the walls, and therefore you couldn't say. You cannot say doifin akuma in this case. That's Rashi Shita. But it's a very important Shita, the Ritz Geis Shita. Kosta Ritz Geis in the Rosh brings down. Even though it's almost within 4 hours of the walls, psula. The kivan shechelek v'shus acheres, you don't say doifin akuma. Since this is its own reshus, has its own din Shabbos, has its own din reshus, it's 10 tvachim high, you can't use the doifin akuma. It's its own structure. You cannot use doifin akuma. That's the Ritz Geis Shita. Look, it's Rashi and the Ritz Geis. Right. It has to be for the Ritz Geis, which he actually speaks out before, that it has to be, it was not 10 tvachim high. That was the case. The Ritz Geis, before it speaks out, in the Rosh Dal, it says, Kosh Ritz Geis, it's the Vagavoyim Yitvachim. The Itzvah 4 can't be 10 tvachim high. That's what he says. So just I'll speak out a lomdus from Sfasema. So Sfasema says, if that's the case, so why do you have to have this a case? That was the Maila Mesim Amma in a Sukkah, and you put a Umud. Just have a case where there's an Umud, and you somehow suspended Tzchach on top. Why do you have to give this case then, if you're not using the, if you don't want to say the Chiddush of the Ritz Geis? So Sfasema, that even a Bayo holds, you would say good Asik, in this case, with that nicker, it's only if you have like walls around it. you have these walls that are possible around it. That's the only way you would say it. That's what Sfasdema says. You have to know what the Lama says. As Sfasdema says, that even if you have a baya hole, that you can use the Omer, a good asik, is only if you had a sukkah around it. If you don't have a sukkah around it, even he will agree, you can't just build a sukkah on top of an omad and say you have mechitzas. That's great. That's just extra credit. Akaponim, we have here a machlokes Abaye v'Rava about good asik mechitzasa. Abaye says you can say it, and Rava says you cannot say it. And we spoke out the important machlokes Rashi and the Ritzkeis. Talk tomorrow about it. Tanur Rabbanon. No, it's arba kundosim. You have four poles, like you're making an Erev. Picture you're making an Erev. You have four poles, v'sichech al-gabam. And you made a, and you put tzchach on top of these four poles. Rabbi Yaakov Machshir, Rabbi says a kosher a sukkah. You picture like, you know, you have a tzuras of Pesach v'erev with tzchach on top of it. You actually don't have the string because then it'll be a shalav of tzuras of Pesach. You just have these poles with the tzchach mats on top of it, holding up tzchach mats. Rabbi Yaakov holds it's kosher, v'chom holds it's pasul. Omer Avuna, let's qualify this machlokes. Omer Avuna. Machlokes al sfas agag. This whole machlokes is, if you have a roof, a flat roof, and you put on each corner of the roof a pole, and you put tzchach on top of it, that is where there'll be a havmin that's kosher. The Rav Yaakov sov, I mean, a good asik mechitzasa. Rav Yaakov holds, you say good asik. Rabbanon savri, I mean, a good asik mechitzasa. Rabbanon holds, you don't say good asik. And actually here, the good asik will be even better than before, because here, at least in the house, the mechitzas are on the chorus. So it's a real mechitza clapping the house, so you can hear you say good asik over here. But if you put this little chuppah over here in the middle of the gag, the rakoil pasula, everyone will agree that will not be a kosher sukkah. How could I know someone in the right mind think it's a kosher sukkah? You have no walls. That's Rav Hunashita. Rav Nachman Amar no, beemtza gag machlekes. The machlekes is beemtza gag. Even like a picture, a chuppah, in the middle of a roof, or in the middle of any property, that there the case will be that it is kosher according to Rav Yaakov, according to Rav Nachman. The shayla is, what's pshat? Why is it kosher? Explains Rashi that these poles went one tefach in each direction in each corner. So it's, you look at it, ki'ilu you have four mechitzas. Because a tefach in each side will be like something called pasei berayis that we had in Erevin. Erevin actually had to be an amma on each side, but here we're saying it's a tefach is enough. And a tefach in each corner going each direction, you have these little 90 degree angle little corners, and each one is one tefach going each direction, and this kilu you have four mechitzas. That's a shita of Rav Yaakov. So Rav Nachman says Rav Yaakov argues even beemtza agag. Now ubayalu beemtza agag machloikis is machloikis is beemtza agag according to Rav Nachman. Aval sfas agag divra kol kshera. Everyone agrees sfas agag is kosher, and even Rabbanu agrees it's kosher because here you'll say good asik mechitzasa because at least the house has a dim mechitza. So maybe the chlekes is by both. Teku. We're not sure if Rav Nachman wants the halacha. So let's get clear, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, because next tomorrow we'll discuss it. So Rav Huna holds that everyone agrees that in the middle of the gag or middle of a street, they will not work because you don't say that these corners are ksida walls. The whole machlekes is a gag, a good asim mechitzasa. Rav Nachman, on the hand, says no, the machlekes is even in the middle, and it was a shayla if the machlekes is also on the end. With good asik or not, that's a shayla in the Gemara. Meis family answer kash from a brisa. It says in the brisa like this: No, it's dala kundasim ba'aretz. You planted four poles in the ground. Besichah kagam p'tzchach on top of it. Riakav machsher v'chom psulim. Poistim. Chom is pasul. Now here it's not on a roof. Va'aretz the emtzah gag dummy. On the floor it's definitely like emtzah gag. You have no good asik mechitzasa here. You have no walls here. V'chom machsher Rav Yaakov. And Rav Yaakov holds kosher. Tiyufta de Rav Huna, it's a kasha on Rav Huna. Tiyufta, it's a kasha on Rav Huna who holds that everyone agrees that in Emtza Gag, it's possible. Here we have first Shabraisa, that Rav Yaakov holds it's kosher when it's in the middle of the ground. So obviously in the middle of the Gag, he'll argue also. So Tiyufta de Rav Huna. Now we'll try to make another Tiyufta de Rav Huna. Remember, Rav Huna said that it's the machloikis of Sfasa Gag. So Va'oid, I'll make another kasha. They're arguing in the emtza gag. Aval sfas gag, but if it's on the end of the gag, everyone agrees it's kosher. So leimat, you have a tifter of huna betarati. Maybe it's a kasher of huna on two things. First of all, Huna said everyone agreed in the middle of the gag, it's possible that we see Rav Yaakov's machsher. And he also said that's machlokes sfas gag. And here we see they only argue by emtza, not by sfas. They didn't argue on sfas gag. What? We don't arrive, but why didn't it speak out the machlekes there? It didn't speak as mashma. Yeah, everyone agrees it's good. So I'm like Rav Huna, pligi b'emtza gag, who didn't sfas gag. They argue by both. They really are going to bother. Everyone will tell you. Why do we do the emzagag? The siddachish of Yaakov. That filu emzagag nami machsher. Even emzagag, it's also kosher. So we're saying Rav Yaakov now only will hold his kosher at the ends. He'll hold his kosher in the middle. Break the rishash. What does Baidim got to do with klotz over here? What is one or the other one? One is about a shayla if the corners are considered walls. The other one is going good asking with chitzasa. Why is more a bigger kayak than the other one? What is one guy, we're actually more familiar with good asking with chitzasa, very good. The one doesn't work like that. Why is one a bigger chiddush than the other one? That's what Rishash asks. What does one got to do with the other one? So Rishash answers that if you think about it, both are working with the same lumdus. It's working with stretching the walls. Good asking with chitzasa works that the walls get stretched up. When the corner walls that are tefach each, it stretches the other way, horizontally. So it's really the same type of thing. And therefore, you can say one's a big chiddush than the other one. Because nearly Yashav, the time of the Yehudin who gam kein, metam hamshacha. It's moving. The rain onu ki'ilu nimshichu atch begins as until they reach each other. V'lechein, good asik have a kosher gain, the shem mechitzim apoyal. Therefore, good asik is better. Why? Good asik, you mamish have 10 tefachim mechitzis. So there it's easy to do hamshacha, to schlep it out. Mashenka, the corner ones, they're harder to schlep, only a tefach. So now, if you learned that it was two separate halachas, then like, what shaykhs? But now I'm saying the same thing, working with a hamshacha. Hamshacha means they're schlepping, they're pulling out. So it's easier to pull out a full mechitza than to pull out a little corner. That's one thing. Another thing I want to speak out is the Tosfos, the second the bottom Tosfos speaks out, I by Shabbos Nida Amma, he says, Shabbos Achmiru. That really, even if Tavach Shvi enough, but Gabi Shabbos Achmiru, that's why it's a different halacha. Okay, let's finish up the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Noas Abba Kundus and Baratz. If you plant, you're stuck into the ground, four poles in the corners, Vesicha Gabba, you put Schachatab, Yaakov says, Yaakov holds kosher, but here we're talking about they were round poles. You have to make them into these angles, these 90 degree angles, to have a mechitz in each direction. So what do? Royin, you look at it, kol she'ilu, if it was wide enough and round, wide enough in the round, even though it was round, it was wide enough that yichakaku, first you could chisel it out into a square, and it'll be a tefach by a tefach, then v'yichalku, then you'll cut out the inside, v'yeshbem tefach kam tefach kan, nidoinim mishum diyumid. Then it can be used as a wall. V'mlav, if not, ain't nidoinim mishum diyumid. You can't use it as a corner wall. So Rabbi Yaakov Aimer, the Yom Dei Sukkah Tefach. The Yom Dei Sukkah is enough to be a Tefach.
I thought we don't do two of these things.
No, it's all one like a machine now, of Pasuk Rosh. It's not two of the things, no.
Making it into a Pasuk.
Oh, it's not like that. It's good kasha. Yeah, so I guess cutting it out is not the same thing. I hear your question. They're not to make the wall. It's different things to cut it out. I hear your question. He's saying, you know, two hukhasas. I hear the question. Okay. So Rabbi Yaakov Aimer, the Yom Dei Sukkah Tefach. Chama say, "Achi yushtayim kel chasam v'shusav el tefach." Chama arguing the whole idea. No, the yudim do not work. You need two full walls and one wall to fill a tefach. He does not hold each corner is enough tefach by tefach. You need two full walls and one to fill a tefach, and that's how you have a kosher sukkah. And he argues the whole idea of the yudim. He argues the whole Rabbi Yaakov's idea of using one tefach in each direction.